Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, the number of ultra-high net worth individuals in Singapore has steadily been rising. According to Statista, there were 2,462 in 2014, and that number is set to almost double to 4,888 by 2025. Now, an ultra-high net worth individual is typically categorized as someone with investable assets of at least $30 million. In another report, well, the wealth report by Knight Frank, it said among the top 10 countries with the fastest growing ultra high net worth individual populations, Singapore is ranked third. China is first with a 15% growth rate, and Sweden ranked second with 11%. This is attracting a number of wealth management firms to expand their presence here. Now, recently, Charles Monat, an international life insurance broker, announced a number of key management changes. Among those changes was the appointment of Nikki Koh as Singapore CEO. And Nikki joins us now to share more about his plans for Singapore. Nikki, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Hi, Rachel. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's our absolute pleasure to have you join us this evening, Nikki. So first of all, congratulations on your new role.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you very much.
So let's start off, because Charles Monat Associates, or CMA, if I can call them CMA, I believe that's your abbreviated form, on the corporate website, it states that, you know, you're an industry leader preserving wealth of more than 8,000 clients for in 50 countries for the past 50 years. I think you've placed something like $40 billion worth of solutions over those past five decades. And in the intro, we spoke about the growth of ultra high net worth individuals here in Singapore. So as the newly appointed Singapore CEO, what are your plans for CMA here?
Well, Rachel, thank you for asking that question. Please allow me to quickly introduce Charles Monat. We are actually a leading global insurance and wealth planner for high net worth individuals, families, and executives. Charles Monat is actually the name of our chairman. Mm. He's like a grandfatherly figure. And he founded the company in 1971, and we work closely with private banks and family offices, external asset managers, and, you know, with a footprint across Asia, the Middle East, Europe, North America. And we are so excited to celebrate our 50th anniversary this year. And, of course, I'm very excited and honored to be given a chance to lead the Singapore office. And Singapore office is, I mean, Singapore is increasingly mm-hmm. becoming a hub for the wealthy. And it is seen as a safe haven to grow, preserve, and distribute wealth. And that's, of course, thanks to our strong government who has created this very safe and strong infrastructure. And Charles Monat now has a stable base to grow this footprint.
I see. Yeah, I believe there was a Bloomberg headline not too long ago, and it was titled, "The Super Rich Are Choosing Singapore as the World's Safest Haven." So what does that mean for your plans for Charles Monat here in Singapore?
Yes. So a long time ago, not so long, perhaps 25 years ago, I started out as a life insurance advisor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after graduating from MT Accountancy, I learned this quote early in my career, which is, "I shall pass through this world but once. If there be any good that I can do or any kindness that I can show to any fellow human being, let me do it now and not defer it, for I shall not pass this way again."
So you're going to get to the money management bit in a moment, Nikki.
So you see, for Singapore and for what's happening around the world,
mm-hmm.
one of the biggest things is that the pandemic has forced us to face our mortality, the risk of a financial crisis hitting at the same time. We've come to appreciate that life can be short and unpredictable. And of course, we must enjoy life. We should live life to the fullest, and we should do good where we can. And of course, this awareness of the brevity of life has resulted in an increasing awareness of life insurance as a solution to address the financial risk for, you know, not just the high net worth, but everyone. And the demand for high quality advice has increased significantly.
So, Nikki, how are you shifting or changing your product offerings for the Singapore, tailoring your product offerings for the Singapore market on the back of what's happened in the past year as you celebrate the 50th anniversary and now you're expanding? What are your key focus areas?
Truth be told, what we focus on is life insurance. But for the high net worth, I would say that the solutions are a lot more complex because they have global assets. They have families spread across the world in different jurisdictions. So while the basic foundation of the solution is life insurance, we have very sophisticated types of products that address different types of jurisdictions, and that will continue to be developed along the way. And the demand for products that serve increasing complexity will always increase.
Mm.
And because Singapore is a strong base, a lot more carriers are coming in now to support this growth.
So can you perhaps talk to us then about how you're shifting the makeup of the life insurance products that you're offering your high net worth individual clients?
Certainly, the pandemic has forced us to adopt technology a lot more. Apart from different complexities in the products, the biggest thing is the use of technology in a non-face-to-face environment. The travel restrictions really cause us to rethink how we used to do face-to-face with the clients, and now we are much more comfortable in using technology to actually address their solutions and still being able to deliver them.
So, Nikki, I'm curious then, on the back of, you know, your plans for expansion here in Singapore, grow your market share, talk to us about your office here in Singapore. How many people do you have here in Singapore? Are you planning to expand?
Okay, that's an interesting question. We have recently expanded with more consultants and more staff. In fact, we have about 100 staff here in Singapore. We have about 100 in Hong Kong and about 30 spread across the other offices. And I think, you know, we want to continue to invest in good people. We want to upskill our existing people because, you know, one of the biggest things about our business is people.
We're speaking with Nikki Koh, the newly appointed CEO of Singapore for Charles Monat Associates. So, Nikki, that said, you know, as we've spoken about, it's well known that Singapore is becoming a haven for the rich. That Bloomberg headline, the super rich are choosing Singapore as the world's safest haven. But it's a very competitive market as well, isn't it? So how are you planning to stand out?
Back to our track record, which is our 50-year-long experience in this space. We've been serving the high net worth for five decades, and we have come to appreciate very intimately the needs of the customer. It can be very complex, and with the support of and partnership with different professionals in the industry, we are able to deliver those solutions to them. I think on top of that, I need to point out that we are not a multinational company. We are independently owned, and we are led by our group CEO, who is the main owner, Mr. Yves Gela, and he is supported by a global executive committee and advisory council. So this allows us to be very nimble and expand into areas of business interest quickly, and of course invest to serve our customer well.
Now, Nikki, you've spoken about your presence in Singapore. You've spoken about your presence in Hong Kong. And I understand that as part of your new appointment, you also oversee Charles Monat's Malaysia business and are responsible for driving the development of an emerging market roadmap across Southeast Asia. Can you tell us more about that? What are your plans there?
You see, one of the biggest things that's happening around the world right now is this titanic shift of wealth transfer between generations. I guess you can call it the great wealth transfer. And this has far-reaching implications for many families, businesses, individuals, because about an estimated $68 trillion will change hands. And Asia's affluent, however, are quite unprepared for this transition, with more than half of them having little or no succession plans in place. So we think that there is a great opportunity to address this great boom in wealth across the region. And, you know, because while we started in Hong Kong in 1971, this opportunity to serve the high net worth customer across Asia by starting other offices is presenting itself to us. And you see, what we do, wealth preservation, protection, solutions and all that, we serve the high net worth customer, but the truth is many of these solutions also apply to everyone in varying degrees.
Well, Nikki, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today and sharing all of your insights and your updates and your plans for Charles Minot here in Singapore and across the region as well.
Thank you, Rachel. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you. We were speaking with Nikki Koh, CEO of Singapore at Charles Minot Associates, right here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.